Ahoy, landlubbers! All aboard for the undersea fantasy, Land of the Lost, with a big convoy of Lucky Seven prizes to follow. Listen and learn how you can win a grand free prize, a prize all your very own. Land of the Lost is brought to you by the Bosco Company, makers of Bosco Milk Amplifier, the rich, chocolatey, malt-flavored syrup that makes a magic treat in a minute with milk. It's delicious hot, delicious cold. You'll go for a glass of chocolate-flavored Bosco milk anytime. And every glass will cost you less with extra rich, extra good Bosco. And now the Bosco Company presents The Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, a kingdom fair as a dream. It lies far under the sea mysteriously, shining with ripples that glimmer.
And here is the discoverer of the Land of the Lost, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Here we go again, on a swift ocean current, to that enchanted kingdom beneath the sea, where all the things that disappear from Earth find a new home in the Land of the Lost. Today, we have a terrifying experience there with a giant sea spider.
Hey, boys and girls, want to get a load of energy and give yourself a big build-up? Then treat yourself to Bosco, for when it comes to energy and pep, the treats are on Bosco every time. One spoonful of rich, chocolatey Bosco stirred into a glass of milk means extra pep for you. Bosco Milk Amplifier is rich in the iron that builds good red blood to help give you the energy you need for work and play. Bosco gives you something else, too, important vitamin D. Yes, Bosco really treats you right. So treat yourself right. Stir up a drink of delicious, chocolatey Bosco milk today and every day. And now, here again is Isabel Manning Hewson.
Our guide to the Land of the Lost is a friendly talking fish, Red Lantern, who used to take my brother Billy and me exploring in its green waters. I'll never forget the day we were invited to an undersea picnic, never dreaming it would give us the fright of our lives. We were paddling down Herringbone Lane behind Red Lantern when we heard voices.
Hi there, Pollywogs.
You, Red. Isabel and Billy.
Why, look who it is. Kid Squid the Octopus.
And his girlfriend, Jenny Jellyfish.
Well, I'll be. What's all the foaming and frolicking about, you two?
Oh, the picnic in the dell, of course.
Ain't you coming, Red?
Oh, I'm sorry, kid, but I've got business at the Supreme Court this morning.
Oh, Red Lantern.
Besides, don't you think it's a little late in the season to go roaming around that particular neighborhood?
Why?
Well, there was a rumor afloat last fall that a giant sea spider was living in the woods back of Picnic Point.
A sea spider?
Now listen, Red. Nobody ever claimed to see him but Buford Bass. And I wouldn't believe that big mouth on a spider.
All right, kid. Maybe it was a fish story.
I tell you, there's nothing to worry about, Red. Besides, I'm bigger than any sea spider that ever...
Oh, come on, everybody. We'll be late.
Okay, Jenny.
Can't we go, Red Lantern?
Well, if Kid Squid will promise to look after you.
I sure will.
Oh, goody.
Jenny, take me right, Fiona.
All right, kid.
Isabel, we're on the other side.
Uh-huh. And I'll bring up the rear. So long, Red Lantern.
Cheerio, small fry.
All together now. Here we go. We're almost there, folks. Picnic Point is just around this bend.
Stretch of white sand with a sea forest behind it.
There they come!
Yeah, there come Kid and the Earth Children.
Greetings, everybody. Here we are.
Hey, Isabel. There's good old Uncle Zeke Sponge.
Well, set my paws if it's not my ubiquitous young friend, the beaming biped.
Hello, Uncle Zeke.
Hi, Miss Spotty.
Hello, Billy. My, We thought you'd never get here.
Poor Jenny's been all a-quiver for fear we'd be late.
Oh, I really was.
When do we eat, Miss Spotty?
Billy!
Oh, I see the lunch baskets are all open.
Yes.
And there come the sandwiches.
Sandwiches? I don't see any sandwiches.
Right there, dancing along the beach.
You mean those strange, wispy little creatures? Like spirals of sand blowing in the wind?
Of course, Isabel. Didn't you ever see a sandwich before? Now, be very polite to them. This is their beach, you know.
Welcome, welcome, fish folk all. We are very happy that you've come to pay a call. Make yourselves quite at home. We give you leave to freely roam. All we ask is please be neat.
Careful where you splash.
Gather up your trash. Leave our dance floor clean and sweet, where we pirouette on airy feet.
Oh, Billy, aren't they lovely?
Tiptoe, slip-toe, round we go.
Light as any butterfly
or flake of morning snow.
We'll see you when you come again. But now goodbye, away we blow.
Ethereal, blow, the creatures, aren't they?
On airy feet away we blow.
My golly, if that's what sandwiches are down here, what are we going to eat?
Don't worry, Billy. There's plenty in them baskets.
But don't forget, everybody. Before we have our lunch, we must pay a visit to the elf in the dell.
The elf in the dell?
Yes, my dear. Right down this woodland path.
Say, kid, how about it? Going in the woods, I mean.
We ain't going far, Billy. It's only the backwoods that might be risky. Come on.
Oh, my, it's pretty in here.
Wait till you see the dell, Isabel. It's the prettiest part of all. That's why the elf chose it to live in.
Gee, I've never seen a real elf.
Well, you will in a minute, Billy.
Well, here we are, folks.
Already? Say, this is smooth.
Covered with green moss. But there's no one in sight.
Patience, my little anemone, patience. First, we must announce ourselves to the diminutive damsel.
She lives under this here mound, Isabel.
With a toadstool for a knocker. I'll just let her know that the company is here. Tina! Oh, Tina, won't you come out?
Please come out, Tina dear.
Oh, shucks, she's not home.
But she must be. She always leaves the door open when she goes out.
Desiccated dogfish, permit me to try. Don't keep to yourself, my good little elf.
Come out, wherever you are.
Hey there! You, down below!
Huh?
Billy, look up! There's a sea squirrel in the branches.
It's no use your knocking, fish folk.
What's that?
Tina's gone.
Gone?
Oh, it's terrible. It happened early this morning.
What happened this morning? Oh, stop jittering and tell us.
It was just as she opened the door. A huge old sea spider was waiting there. And he bounced on her.
Oh, my polka dots, a sea spider.
Hear that, kid?
I saw the whole thing, but what could I do? He was the biggest, the blackest, the hairiest.
Never mind them gory details. Where did he go?
That way, through the woods. He shut her up in the hollow of a tree back there and spread a web across it.
That's all I wanted to know. You folks stay here. I'm going to get her out.
Easy there,
wait,
on, kid. You and I and Uncle Zeke will go ahead.
One moment, Fran.
Why, what are you doing, Mr. Spunk?
Merely imbibing a bit of nectar by the wayside. Ah, delicious.
Look, he's drinking something out of the blossoms on that queer-looking bush.
A pitcher plant, my dear.
What?
A rare pitcher plant that chance must have placed here for my especial benefit.
Listen, we ain't got time to fool with no pitcher plants.
Ah, but this beverage is exceptional. It's rather like pink lemonade.
Hurry up, will you?
Haste not, waste not, my palooka pal. Sponge's first duty is to absorb whatever comes his way.
Well, we ain't going to wait. Come on, Billy.
I'll roll after you, coast haste, soon as I drain these remaining few blossoms.
Once a sponge, always a sponge. He'll be there till he blots up the last
drop. Hold on. You ladies should have stayed behind with him.
But we'd rather keep near you, kid.
Yes, indeedy. I always say there's a safety in numbers.
Listen, what's that?
Something's coming through the woods in our direction. Must be just round that bend in the path.
Quick, hide behind the trees. I don't like the sound of that.
Holy smoke!
Dorso, what a monster.
Oh, yes, it's a sea spider.
It's even bigger than Mr. Squid.
Keep down, everybody. Here he comes.
Horrors. A sea spider bigger than an octopus. Will Kid Squid, prize fighter though he is, be a match for him? You know, Sunday is often a picnic day, and I bet Mother's already fixing your favorite kind of sandwiches and cake. So, you kids take over the something-to-drink department and fix a big thermos full of chocolatey Bosco milk. Mother and Dad and everyone will want a drink of that ice-cold, chocolate-flavored Bosco milk. And say, swell-tasting Bosco milk is a good-for-you drink every day. When you stir a teaspoon of syrupy, chocolate-flavored Bosco into a glass of milk, you give milk a new and wonderful taste. And you add important iron for good red blood, for the pep and go that help you keep up with the gang, and sunshine vitamin D to grow on. Mother'll be happy to know that Bosco is so extra chocolatey rich that it takes just one or two teaspoonfuls instead of three or four to make a swell-tasting drink of Bosco milk. And now, back to the land of the lost. The picnic party in search of Tina the Elf has just caught sight of a gigantic sea spider coming their way through the woods.
He hasn't seen us yet. He's laughing to himself.
How crafty am I? How clever, how sly. My triumph is only beginning. I've imprisoned the elf, in spite of herself, in a web of my own wicked spinning. No more will she mock the way that I walk. I'll teach her to laugh when I scuttle. If she won't be my wife, she'll stay there for life.
Says who?
An octopus! Out of my way!
Where's Tina the Elf?
That's my business.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm making it mine too, see?
Don't wave those silly feelers at me!
Silly, huh? You better watch out, spider. You'll find I can do more than wave them.
1 inch closer and you'll never move again.
Oh, yeah?
I warn you, my sting is deadly.
Oh, kid, be careful.
Sting me? You won't get a chance. That's me Sunday punch, and I got 7 more just like it. 1 in each feeler.
Him out. You got him, kid. Wait, did you finish him off?
I had to, Billy. It was him or me.
And the world will get along without him very well. Come on, let's hurry on and leave the horrid creature behind. We've got to find Tina.
Oh, Kid, you were wonderful.
It was a cinch, Jenny. The fellow was a sucker for a left hook. Say, ain't that what we're looking for?
Where?
That there big water oak yonder.
Good eye, Kid. It's got a hollow at the bottom.
With an enormous web across it.
Oh, let's thank our lucky starfish. Tina! Tina, dear, are you there?
She's there, all right. We're coming, Tina. We'll rip that old web right off of her.
No, please. Oh, look, Billy. A real elf. The tiniest, daintiest, most adorable little creature.
Keep away. Don't touch it. Don't touch the web.
What's that she's saying?
Please, dear friends, stand back. The web is poison.
Poison?
Alas, yes. To touch it even lightly means a slow and horrible death.
No,
it's true. No one can save me. The wicked spider saw to that.
Oh, Tina, there must be some way.
A knife, that's what we need.
No, Earth boy, a knife would be useless. Nothing can cut these accursed strands. They're stronger than steel.
But we can't leave you here to die, Tina.
What else can you do? Even my magic wand is powerless against what the wicked spider has spun.
Wait a minute. There's one thing that might work. But it'd be an awfully ticklish job.
Let me try it, Billy. I ain't ticklish.
You'd be the one who'd have to do it, Kid. You see, that web is much bigger and coarser than an ordinary spider web.
Because the spider was so big himself.
Sure, the thread is thicker, almost like rope.
And the holes are larger.
Just what I'm driving at, Isabel. I think they're big enough for Kid to reach a feeler through without touching the sides and lift Tina out.
Good for you, Billy.
Hey, Billy, you got brains. I'm willing to try it if Tina is.
I'm only afraid for you, dear octopus. I'd risk my life to be free again.
Then what are we waiting for?
Hold on. You'll have to take your boxing glove off, Kid.
Okay.
But, Kid, what if your arm slips and touches the spider web?
It ain't going to slip, Jenny. You ought to know what a steady guy I am.
But, Kid, I couldn't bear it if anything happened to you.
Now, Tina, you stand right back at this here opening. Back a little further. Yeah, so I'll have room to coil my feeler around you.
Like this?
That's it. Here goes.
Easy now, Kid. Take it slow.
Yeah.
Oh, Spotty, I can't look.
Stop shaking, Jenny. He's doing beautifully. Just beautifully.
Ready now, Tina. Hold still.
He's winding his feeler around her waist.
Here we come. Back. Back.
Careful, fella. Don't let her brush against the web.
There! I've done it, folks. I've done it. She's out.
She's free.
It saved her.
Oh, nice work, Squiddle, Kid.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Squid. I'm more grateful than...
Oh, what's the matter, Tina?
Oh, dear, how could I forget?
Forget what, my dear?
My wand. My little magic wand. I was so excited I left it behind me. Inside the tree.
Oh, my golly. What good is it anyway?
I've always used my wand to put the sea flowers to sleep at night and waken them in the morning and to rule over the woodland creatures. But never mind. I can get along without it.
Oh, you shouldn't have to do that, Tina. I'll get it out for you.
Oh, no. I couldn't let you.
Now, don't get reckless, Kid.
No, you might not be so lucky next time.
Oh, barnacles, Billy. I done it once, and I can do it again. Watch this.
Oh, do take care.
Keep your coils on, Isabel. Practice makes perfect. See there? Me feeler's reaching in easy. Now I'm picking up the wand and bringing it back to the web. Nothing to it, Billy. Oh, my arm.
My
goodness. He's hurt. He touched the web.
me own fool. Tried to hurry, but I got your wand out, Tina.
Oh, no, you're poisoned.
Oh.
Merciful Minnows, look at his feeder. It's turning blue.
And swelling up something fierce. Oh, gee, kid.
I'm scared, Billy. I'm scared. Me whole arm's throbbing like a motorboat.
We've got to get a doctor. Run, Jenny. Try to find help.
No, don't leave me, Jenny.
One more swallow, I'm so hollow.
Here comes Uncle Zeke's
one
sponge.
More swallow.
Uncle Zeke.
Ahoy, greetings all. Sorry to be tardy, but better wet than never.
Gosh, where have you been?
Flitting like a butterfly, my boy, from one pitcher plant to another. The woods were full of them.
Well, you look pretty full yourself.
Thank you.
You're simply oozing with that pink lemonade or whatever it is. And poor Kid Squid lying here, suffering.
Squid suffering? Ah, say not so. What laid him off?
He poisoned Uncle Zeke.
Poisoned? Balderdash, bunkum, and likewise baloney.
But he is. Look at his poor feeler. And look at the one next to it. It's swelling up, too. The poison's spreading.
It's got me. I'm a goner, Billy.
All's lost, save honor. He says he's a goner.
Oh, go away, Uncle Zeke. You're balmy.
Stand aside, my speckled gilly fowl.
What?
Let Dr. Sponge examine the patient. Why does it hurt, child?
Oh.
Uncle Zeke, don't. You're dripping right on him.
Sorry.
Oh,
now you've done it.
Clumsy of me, squid old kid.
Again.
Huh?
Lean over again, Uncle Zeke.
Huh? What's that?
That pink stuff. It feels good.
It does. Well, squeeze me dry. Get set for a sponge bath, pal. I'm running over with the stuff. And it's yours to the last drop.
Oh, boy. It's putting out that awful burning.
Holy smoke. And the swelling's going down.
Well, I never. Keep squeezing, Uncle Faith.
I'm doing my dampest, Isabel.
Oh, kid, you're better. I can see you're better.
I sure am, Jenny. I sure am. Clams and codfish. I can even wriggle without it hurting. Oh, but say, Uncle Zeke's getting tuckered out.
Why, he shrunk down to half his size.
That's all there is. I'm squeezed dry.
Oh, it was plenty. Gosh, you saved my life, Uncle Zeke. That stuff was out of this world. I got that healing feeling all over me.
Mr. Sponge. Must be a magician. Where did you get that wonderful liquid?
Just soaked it up, Elfsie Welfsie, from the little pink pitchers on the pitcher plant.
Pitcher plants? Huh? Oh, I see it all now.
What do you mean, Tina?
Dear friends, those bushes are enchanted bushes.
Enchanted?
Yes. No wonder we thought Mr. Sponge was balmy. The nectar he drank from their blossoms was magic bomb.
Oh,
well, what do you know?
Magic bomb? Well, it sure did the trick. And it gave me an appetite, too.
Then what do you say we eat? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Lead on, Billy. Picnic, ahoy.
Sweet, but Uncle Zeke made everything turn out swell. Kid succeeded in breaking the spider spell. Our Tina is free, and so are we to picnic in the dell. Tina is free, and so are we to picnic in the
Lucky Seven Time is always a picnic, and here it is, with the names of the boys and girls who sent in the most interesting letters about treasures they've lost and want returned. First, and a dandy first, Paul E. Beauregard of Worcester, Massachusetts, wins a pair of binoculars. They're probably not just like those he lost, but we know he'll enjoy them because they're the very latest pocket-folding type. It's particularly appropriate for Paul to be a winner today, because May 22nd is the third anniversary of the starting of his Land of the Lost Club, which now has 28 members.
Second, Shirley Barnhill of Lakewood, Ohio, wins a sterling silver bracelet with a Red Lantern charm. Jackie Vitar of Los Angeles, California, gets a horseshoe magnet. And a Barbara Lee Muller of Massapequa, Long Island, goes a super-duper tennis ball.
Third, Sheldon Getzug of Chicago, Illinois, who has proved he believes in our motto, Never Say Lost, by writing many times, wins a champion fielder's glove. And the mailman will soon deliver a yellow piggy bank to Judith Edwards of North Hollywood, California.
Fourth, Clark Anderson of Mallet, Idaho, wrote a splendid letter about his little brother's lost gun. A fine new one is heading west. And a pocket perfume container in crystal with a jewel top is on its way to Joan Donovan of Brooklyn, New York. Joan says she's read our Land of the Lost book over and over again and has all of our comics. Now, more prizes in just a minute. All you boys and girls will be in luck when the circus comes to town. Yes, lions, acrobats, and the strong man. Say, how does he lift those huge heavy weights? Well, I know this. The strong man eats and drinks the kind of food that gives him energy and strength. He gets plenty of iron to build good, rich blood. And a swell way for you to get your iron is to drink rich, chocolatey, good Bosco. Bosco is filled with iron. And something else. Bosco's got vitamin D to help you grow straight bones. And Bosco makes plain milk taste better than a circus treat. Every day is a special occasion, so long as you can have rich, syrupy Bosco in your glass of milk. And it'll be easy to win Mother over to Bosco when you tell her how good Bosco is for you and how economical it is, too. Bet she'll send you to the store for a jar of Bosco Milk Amplifier today. And now, back to Isabel Manning Houston.
And fifth on the prize list is Bruce Riggs of Eugene, Oregon, winner of a chemistry set guaranteed to produce terrific results. Shirley Jean Hayter of Colorado Springs gets a sturdy pair of high galoshes, and Richard Gale of Germantown, Wisconsin, a blue and red shovel.
Sixth, Lowell Fishman, president of a Lucky Seven Club in Philadelphia, is really lucky today as the winner of a pair of new roller skates. And another Pennsylvania winner is Terry Rudy from Pittsburgh, who gets a new teddy bear to replace the brown one he lost.
Seventh, the lovely letter of Joan Fettig of City Island, New York, wins a red leather wallet for her friend Rosemary Daly. And Carol Muller of Chicago, Illinois, wins a beautiful sport wristwatch with a leather strap. Carol's Club, The Divers, publishes its own newspaper called Never Say Lost. Congratulations, all you winners. And to the rest of you, remember our motto, Never Say Lost. Get in the swim with us, all you. No matter how often you've tried, try again. It's fun to be a winner and have the whole neighborhood talking about you.
All you have to do to play Lucky Seven is to write a letter telling us about a toy or a treasure that you've lost and why you want it returned. For the letters which our Land of the Lost judges consider the most interesting, we will send a substitute, or what in our judges' opinion is the nearest possible duplicate of whatever that lost thing may be. Print your name and address plainly and send your letters or cards to the Land of the Lost American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. Got that? Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York.
And don't forget, Pollywogs, that your letter will be considered not only for a Lucky Seven Award, but for the special grand prize, which is announced on the first program of every month. One more thing. I want to thank you for your hundreds of letters asking about where you can see our new Land of the Lost movie. I can't tell you when it will be in your town, but you can ask at your local theaters. Tell them it's a cartoon film in Technicolor, a Paramount picture. In it, you'll see Red Lantern, Isabel and Billy, and the whole exciting adventure of the Knives of the Square Table. Be on the lookout for it.
And you boys and girls will be full of bounce and go if you drink your Bosco milk and plenty of it every day. Bosco's so extra chocolatey rich, it's a real money saver. Takes only one or two teaspoonfuls for a glass instead of three or four to make a fine chocolate malt-flavored drink with milk. So get Bosco today. Drink it every day.
And be with us next week when Isabel and Billy slip through a secret door and discover the hidden treasure of those strange sea monsters, the manatees.
Tune in same time, same station, when Bosco takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Houston. The director is Cyril Armbrister, vocal arrangements Peggy Marshall, lyrics Barbara Miller, musical background by John Winters, and this is your announcer, Stuart Metz. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.